680 Thomas Ritchie, south of Route 54, west of Grant Avenue, being lot 61, block 6, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement. State your name and address.
Thomas Ritchie, 1745 North Union Street, Middletown, Pennsylvania.
Place your hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do. Okay. On May 1st, I was granted a 5-foot side yard setback variance. And on a drawing and sketch that I provided for the variance, I failed to show the location of my air conditioning condensing unit and also my side entrance steps. And what happens was I had to remove my my door on the side and put a window in that location and remove my steps and air conditioning. I have some photos here. What I have here in the photos is a couple photos of when the home was set, a photo of the side door, and also then the photo of the steps that were put in, and then they were rejected by planning and zoning because I needed an encroachment variance, is what they said. And so we missed that the first time around in May, so we're here to see if we could get that the steps put back in, because we had to remove them and actually put a window there. You'll see that. And the remaining photos, I walked down the Grant Avenue. I'm at 61 Grant and walked down. And they're in order, 60, 59, 58, just right down my side, and took photos of all my neighbors. And there was only two missing that were the older trailers, basically, that had metal steps and stuff. So I didn't take those photos. And I believe they were 55 and 57 are the only two photos. And I have one directly across the street from me at 4. That shows their steps and air conditioning units and fuel tanks in encroaching in that 5-foot mark.
How far will the steps actually encroach, the 5 feet to the line?
No, they're on the plan there. I attached a copy of the survey from Land Tech, and it'll go roughly 3.5 foot wide out of the 5 foot, so it'll probably be a foot and a half there. They may go 4 foot with the railing and stuff. That side door is actually goes into the laundry area and then into the hallway. We originally had the steps put in, and they were approved by First State, but then they were rejected by the planning and zoning inspector, Dean, said that they needed, I needed an encroachment. So we had to remove the steps and the door, put a window there so we'd have egress in case there would be a fire. Now we're asking to put the door back in and the steps back in, plus Plus, we weren't allowed to put the air conditioning in because the front yard, well, the water side, the lagoon side, we were already on a 15-foot setback there. This side, 5-foot setback, I wasn't allowed to put the air conditioning there. And the front street side, we were at our limit there. So planning and zoning, this dean stated that the only place I could put it was up on the roof. So I didn't want to put it on the roof. He said, well, then you'll need to go for a variance. That was the first point. Then the steps came into play when we went for a certificate of occupancy. They were rejected and had to be removed, and the door taken out and the window put in. So,
who told you that had to be done?
Dean, I have his name there. Actually, Mr. Lank told Dean, because first Dean said he wanted handrails on both sides of the steps because they were approved, and then when he went back, then Mr. Lank said, no, you need an encroachment variance. So then, because what he wanted was handrails on both sides, as you can see on himself, they just came straight out. He wouldn't let me put a platform there and go out towards the road. So on the survey then, I penciled in the platform at the top of the steps and then turn into the side coming from the street. Basically take my trash cans and stuff out the side there. And what I showed with the other photos, it's everyone in the development uses that area, that 5 foot, for trash cans and fuel tanks and steps and air conditioning units.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy spoke to me about this because of the Board of Adjustment. When he did his inspection, he found steps in the AC unit inside the, you know, encroaching into the setbacks, which we discussed. There was nothing in the file that showed anything with the step or AC unit on that side, and I explained to him, which he's well aware, that they would need a variance for any encroachment on there. Us inspectors wouldn't tell anyone about any railings to come down the steps because we have nothing to do with code of actual construction. We would only do setbacks and setbacks only. So I do recall that he also discussed with me that they did remove the door and put a window. So I'm pretty much aware of what occurred, but we wouldn't. If you look at the survey, I don't know, we wouldn't suggest you put it on the roof. I've never suggested anyone to put it on the roof, so I can't say what occurred there. But if you look on the survey, there was room on the other side of the home where an AC unit could be placed and be placed legal. So I can't see suggesting a roof when you have room on the other side, if you look at the survey that's provided. I mean, on his behalf.
For the air conditioning.
That's correct.
You ever consider putting it on the other side?
The air conditioning? I probably could put it on the other side, but that's like the front entrance, and we were going to put a wraparound deck from the front to the lagoon area. There's a porch there, as you can see, and there's the steps. We were going to tie the two sets of steps with a wraparound, and basically then the air conditioning would be there right where our picture window is.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
The other properties, which adjacent or other properties on that street, they have variances, I take it?
Well, we have quite a few that had them for their steps and AC units. When they applied, they had it on the application. So yeah, there's quite a few that have variances for those.
Do any of them go the full 10 feet?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with no further discussion, I make a motion we approve case number 9680. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood. There have been many variances granted in that area of the same type. It is unique in the sense that it are smaller lots in that development.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9680. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
All right, thank you.
Case number 9681, Deborah J.